Social. Kisii County is currently implementing a new project aimed at eliminating child labor in the tea and coffee sectors within the region. The project, dubbed Accelerating Action for the Elimination of Child Labor in Africa, is spearheaded by the Ministry of Labor and Social Protection in collaboration with the International Labor Organization, ILO, social partners, line ministries and various departments. Speaking during the International World Day Against Child Labor celebrations at Getembe Primary School in Kitutu's Central Sub-County, the County Labor Officer Charles Muniko noted that since Kisii relies on agriculture for socio-economic development, there were notable forms of child labor witnessed in the sector. "We are creating awareness on the dangers and consequences of child labor within the county as evidenced in tasks such as tea picking, coffee picking, fertilizer application and delivery of the cash crops to buying centers," Muniko said. The labor officer added that activities including soapstone carving, hawking in the Central Business District, CBD, especially at Daraja Mbili Market, and prostitution were also becoming a growing concern among children in Kisii. According to Muniko, these forms of exploitative labor are depriving the children of their right to access quality education and achieve better future prospects. Speaking at the same event, Kisii Central Sub-County Children's Officer Joyce Kino emphasized the importance of educating a child, adding that access to quality education provides children with equal opportunities. Ms. Kino noted the government remains committed to ensuring that every child acquires education through the various programs offered to boost the education sector, especially those from disadvantaged backgrounds. "We have the Presidential Secondary School Bursary Scheme and a new Ajami program that ensures orphan children are supported with basic needs and education fully," she said. In addition, the children's officer encouraged parents with children living with disabilities to liaise with the relevant department so that they can benefit from the kitty that supports physically and mentally challenged children to be in school up to tertiary levels. A representative of Central Organization of Trade Unions, COTU, Thomas Mareri, emphasized that children should be allowed to go through basic education before they are employed in any form of domestic work. Mareri called for collaboration among various stakeholders working with children to ensure they eliminate all forms of child labor and abuse in Kisii County. Data from the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, KNBS, shows that 8.5% or an equivalent of 1.3 million children are engaged in child labor. The organization notes that the highest child labor rates, at more than 30%, are recorded in the arid and semi-arid land, ASAL, counties. KNBS also reveals that child labor primarily occurs in informal production, particularly in the agriculture sector.